Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about an exciting event sponsored by Astoria Parks Foundation and Bowie Beer. It's the fifth annual Run on the River. It's happening Sunday, May 20th, right here in Astoria, Oregon, on our own river walk. There's a half marathon, a 10K, a 5K. It's family friendly. Lots of things to talk about with our very talented guests in the studio today. I have Dr. Tracy Erfling. She is on the board of the Astoria Parks Foundation. She is also a very gifted naturopathic physician here in Astoria. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad that you're here. I also have Jennifer Benoit. Jennifer is the race director, and she is the executive assistant to Astoria City Manager Brett Estes. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Glad you're here. And we also have Jessica Dart McLean. Jessica is on the Bowie Beer marketing team. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
This is your first time on the radio.
It is my
and
first time
too,
here.
Jennifer, right?
Back in college, I used to work on a radio show.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. Well, actually, that's how I'd like us to start. Before we start talking about the race, is a little bit about each of you. So perhaps I will start with a seasoned professional, Dr. Tracy Erfling. Please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
So I have been in Astoria for nearly 20 years, and I've always really valued being active in my community, not only as a physician, also through Fort George Brewery, which my husband and I co-own, but then absolutely participating volunteer-wise in the community. So my latest is the Astoria Parks Foundation. The long name feature of this organization is the Astoria Parks Recreation and Community Foundation, but we shorten it up to the Astoria Parks Foundation. And so this foundation has been a really nice addition to our community in order to help people utilize our parks facilities.
And we know how important it is. People are just, unfortunately, addicted to technology. They're inside way too much. We need to get everyone, adults and children, outside.
Agreed.
So important.
Mm-hmm. Or even swimming inside.
Okay, swimming inside. Okay, movement. I love. Why don't you actually? You know what I love when you write a column for HipFish, at the very end of the column, you say something important.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that net to us
sure.
now?
Sure, sure. It is. you're putting me on the spot
sorry,
here.
Sorry.
Do something you love. Be with someone you love. Eat your vegetables. Drink clean water. Breathe deeply and move your body every day.
Oh, I think that says it all. There's great wisdom right there. Excellent. All right, Jennifer, please tell us about yourself.
Well, Jennifer Benoit. My husband and I moved to Astoria about 3 years ago with our family.
Where'd you move from?
My husband and I met in the San Francisco Bay
okay.
Area,
mm-hmm.
But he's from Astoria. Yeah. And when we met, he said he was moving back to Astoria. So here we are.
And you like it.
I do like it. It's a great community.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, we're really lucky to have you. Thank you for not only the work you're doing with the city,
mm-hmm.
but also now you're race director and you're doing things. Again, people volunteer here. This is a town
they do.
Built on volunteers.
They do.
For sure.
You can't avoid it.
No, it's true. And Jessica Dart McLean of Bowie Beer, tell us about yourself, please.
My family and I moved here a little over 4 years ago for my husband's job with the City of Astoria Parks Department. And then I shortly after got a job with Bowie Beer. I've been there for almost 4 years now. And we've got two little kids and one about to start kindergarten and just enjoying this river life.
Yes, it is. It's a special place. And I want to talk more about when we talk about why Bowie is a sponsor, about a little bit about Bowie itself and the company. But why don't we start with you, Dr. Tracy Erfling, mm-hmm. about what is, because there are two entities here. We have Astoria Parks and Recreation, and then we have the foundation. Those are two. Could you please, what is the mission of each
yeah.
of those organizations?
So I brought my mission with me so that I don't stumble over my words as I already have. So the mission of the Astoria Parks, Recreation, and Community Foundation is to foster charitable opportunities and funding to enhance the health and enrichment of Astoria Parks Community and Recreation. So basically our shortened mission is that we like to foster some partnerships for health and community. And the purpose of the foundation is basically kind of this nonprofit branch that's able to do fundraising in order to feed in to Parks and Rec via scholarships. So the purpose of all of what we're talking about today, as far as the proceeds from the run and any other events that the foundation puts on, all those proceeds go right back into the community in order to help foster people being able to utilize both the facilities as well as the programs that Parks offers.
So Astoria Parks and Recreation is on the ground. It's a city organization, and it's offering programs all year long
for
people, children and adults. And so then the nonprofit fundraising arm is the foundation itself.
Correct. So if you are a family or an individual in financial need in order to take a class or utilize the pool, there is a application you can fill out for a scholarship. And these are the funds for which this, the scholarships come from, is the foundation's funds.
And this is the your biggest fundraiser, the run on the river, correct?
Correct.
It is.
Yes.
And how did that this race come about?
So I guess it started about 5 years ago. I don't know what the original plan was, but it's just grown since then. When I started working for the Parks Department about 3 years ago, I think that's when Buoy Beer got on board with it. It's always, maybe for 4 years, been a fundraiser with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just growing and growing, and here we are.
But there's still time to register, though. You still have room for more people, but it's going to fill up soon.
Yeah, this year we had a goal to get 600 registrations. Last year we had 400. Already we are at 500, almost about 550, and we're going to cut it off at 700.
Wow, that's so really successful then. That's exciting.
So exciting. I'm beyond excited.
And we're going to talk more about the actual race in a few minutes. But Jessica, why? Tell us about Buoy Beer, because you're the main, you're a big sponsor of this.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the Buoy Beer Company and why you are sponsoring this event.
Well, Buoy Beer was fundamentally founded to have an impact on this community. Luke and Dave wanted to start a business that was going to employ a lot of people, was going to renovate the Riverwalk and be a production facility to just benefit the community. And then taking time and resources to then put back into the community was always a goal. And it was really great when the foundation approached us 3 years ago to be a part of this event.
Because it also starts right next to Buoy Beer.
Yes, it worked out really well for
it
us.
It was a natural fit.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we're all about making great beer and great food and sharing it with the racers.
Absolutely.
That's so true. And you have how many employees now?
We have about 100 employees.
That's terrific.
Between the brewery and the restaurant and then our office and all of our coordinators who are doing community work and donation work.
Exactly. So you do other fundraisers throughout the year, but this race seems to be, it's very popular. I mean, more and more people are running, and people can also walk, I guess.
They can.
And there's also something that's brand new this year about the Astoria Run on the River, sponsored by Buoy Beer and Astoria Parks Foundation. And what is that brand new thing that is apparently very appealing to runners that I didn't know about?
Yeah, this year we got the half marathon course certified, which means it's exactly a half marathon, and runners can use it to track their personal times and also to qualify for other half marathons or marathons.
So we get some serious runners. I mean, I think I love that we have a lot of local people involved, and we have a mm-hmm. lot of people who are just out for a fun day on the Riverwalk. But there are serious runners who are using, who it's part of their, like, resume, so to speak, mm-hmm. then, right? Because now that you're certified.
I have to put a plug into John Frausto, who really did almost all the work to get that certification done. He's been a great asset to our team.
Yeah. And what's important also is that this is a family-friendly run.
It is.
One of the things that you actually still need, though, you need some volunteers out there on Sunday, May 20th, right?
We do, yes.
So what would a volunteer do if they came out to help on this run on the river? What time frame are we talking about, and what would a volunteer do?
So you would go to AstoriaParksFoundation.com to sign up. There, at the very bottom of the page, there's these little logos, and one of them is a volunteer logo, and you just click on that, and it opens you up into this whole world of choices. So you can choose to kind of be doing setup or takedown. You can be along the course somewhere cheering. You can be helping out with some of the sort of organizational, the party aspect. So there is a many different options for both timing, as you asked, as well as location. Mm-hmm. And then you get to come to a great meeting at Buoy Beer a few nights before the race, where you're going to get some appetizers and a beer, as well as after the race, you're welcome to come back down to the site where all the racers are and celebrate with them with another meal and a beer. So you get lots of perks as a volunteer.
Lots of perks.
Okay, I love that this run.
Oh, and a hat.
Oh, yes. And a great hat.
Okay.
I mean, what could be better than free beer, right?
Right.
Yeah. The free beer and a hat. That should really entice a lot of people. Plus, the fact is that maybe there are, you know, husbands are running or wives are running, mm-hmm. and the other party doesn't want to run, or, you know, your parent is running or someone. So you want to go out and support them. So this is a great family friendly activity. It's something to do. And you're actually also doing something, another new thing this year, and that is.
Kids run.
We're going to have a kids run.
Okay. And tell us about the kids run.
It's still kind of up in the air. We're trying to figure out all the logistics for it. So basically, when most of the runners have gotten past the finish line, about 12-ish, mm-hmm. We're going to have a 2-block kids run straight into the finish line. And having everybody who's eating and drinking around cheer them on.
Oh, what a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of feedback that would be a fun thing for the kids to do. And it would also bring out more families and help them feel
involved.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my kids are stoked. So.
Oh, yeah. Your kids are, okay. Everybody's
kids are
training
just like
right
mom
now.
And dad.
That's right. And 2 blocks sounds about right. So. Yeah. And that's for ages 10 and under?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay, mm-hmm. great. So, and if people want to find out more information or if they want to register, let's give the website right now.
Yeah, so you'll hear it many times, but it's Astoria Parks Foundation, which is all one word, .com.
Okay. And that's where people can register. But I would urge you all to register soon.
Yes.
Because it is going to be full. And it's for a wonderful cause, because all the monies that are raised from your registration, not only do you get the cool, you know, T-shirt and the hat and the beer and the food and all that, mm-hmm. but you're really helping these scholarships. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. so
and I'll add that locals, we really do encourage locals to run, and they will always get a $10 discount if they sign up online, just using their zip code, their Clatsop County zip code, in the discount code field. So register, put that your zip code in the discount code field, and you'll get $10 off.
And if somebody says, "Well, I want to do it, I want to participate and support it, but I'm not a runner, I'm mm-hmm. a walker."
They can still walk.
They can walk, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. There's no test on this at the end. There's just a lot of fun.
If you just beer.
Yeah, just beer. Okay. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of our towns, your towns, everyone's towns on the North Coast, I think. And I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about Astoria Parks Foundation, 5th Annual Run on the River, sponsored by the Astoria Parks Foundation and Bowie Beer. And in the studio, I have Dr. Tracy Erfling. She is on the Astoria Parks Foundation board. She's also a very fine naturopathic physician here in Astoria. We have Jennifer Benoit. Jennifer is the race director, and she is executive assistant to Astoria's city manager, Beth Estes. And we have Jessica Dart McLean, who is on the Bowie Beer marketing team, because they are a big sponsor. So let's talk about what's going to happen on race day.
Mm-hmm.
For the racers or volunteers. Let's talk about what's going to happen.
Sure. So racers are going to show up. The walkers half marathon starts at 8:30 in the morning. So walkers for the half marathon have a separate start, so they can kind of get a head start. And then we let them go. And then at 9 o'clock, the half marathon runners will start.
Wait, the half marathon runners are starting at 8:30?
At 9. The runners start at 9.
And all runners start at 9.
For the half marathon.
I'm so confused.
Sorry.
Okay. No.
So we have a couple of different.
Clearly, I haven't done this. I'm apparently not a runner.
That's okay. So since we have so many people that are going to be coming, we stagger the starts.
Yes.
And we want to give the walkers of the half marathon, since they're going to be, they're going to have a head start, since they're going to have to do the whole course. So they start at 8:30. Then the runners for the half marathon start at 9.
Got it. Thank you. Walkers 8:30, runners 9 for the half marathon. Okay.
And then the 10K will start at 10, and the 5K starts at 11. And then kids run at 12-ish.
Okay. 12-ish for the kids. Okay.
And that helps everybody kind of, it staggers the finishes, so we don't have just a huge rush of people coming in at the same time. But
yeah. And in the past, when you've had these races, because this is the 5th annual, were there people just kind of lining up and cheering and clapping and things? It's just a great community event. And you are also economic development. You're bringing people in from out of the area, because I would think that a lot of the people who've already registered are not from our area.
It's true. Yeah. We have people from Florida, Texas, New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Colorado.
Fun, huh?
That's terrific.
We have groups that are coming into, like the Tacoma funners or fun runners, they're going to be here. We have some Portland runner groups that are signed up. She Warriors are signed up. They're a huge group of girls that come out, and it's so awesome to see them. They wear their pink T-shirts, and I love cheering them
well,
on.
Well, we need to make sure that we get a lot more local folks, too.
That's right.
So it's a call out to, if you live here, sign up and get on that website and register. For
and
sure,
interestingly, the winner for the last, I think either 2 or 3 years, has been a local. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to have some competition this year.
Sounds like
good.
So then what happens when, so you have the half marathon, the 10K, the 5K, and then there are prizes at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
Cash prizes, and again, all the wonderful, you know, things we've talked about, the beer, the hat, the T-shirt.
Yeah, yep. Cash prizes for the half marathon winners, first through third place, and then we have division winners. So if it's age group winners, the 10K winners and the 5K winners, everybody gets...
We've been collecting gift certificates. And mm-hmm. I think this is a great time for me just to comment that the community, of course, Bowie Beer, but the community in general has been very wonderful at contributing. I'm always amazed at Astoria in general how much people will contribute to everything. Mm-hmm. And so Medics, Starley Dental, the Astoria Co-op, Columbia River Coffee Roasters, the Columbia River Bar Pilots, the Astoria Scuba, Bank of the Pacific, Growler Guys, Minimart, 94.3, radio station, you know, these are some of the big sponsors that will be featured on the T-shirt and have given a significant amount of financial contribution in order for our expenses to be paid and therefore our proceeds to really funnel into the foundation.
Well, fortunately, these people recognize the value of moving your body and getting out and the programs. Why don't we talk about some of the programs that are offered by Astoria Parks and Recreation and some of maybe the other fundraisers you do throughout the year, although this is the big one that we want to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think Astoria Parks in general has a lot of different programs that I did not come prepared to talk about.
Oh, that's fine. No worries. There's lots of them.
But our foundation, has a few other events that we do throughout the year, mostly in this, we're kind of in time of all of our events right now. So we have May is the run, and then starting in June, July, and August, we have Parks After Dark, which is a three-part movie series that happens at McClure Park, which is on the corner of 8th and Franklin. And so in June, and it's always the third Saturday of the month, starting about dark. In June, which is the 16th, we're going to feature Beetlejuice, which is sponsored again by the co-op. On July 21st, we're going to feature Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is sponsored by ADHDA. And then on August 18th, we're going to have Grease, which is sponsored by the Liberty Theater. So those are great ways to come out again. And all the money that you spend to come and see the movie, which is $5, pizza's $5, everything's kind of $5. And so all the money that you're spending there is going to go back into the foundation as well. It's a great family-friendly event.
So let's talk about the money goes to scholarships. And I mm-hmm. think you said you want to expand it. Let's talk about the scholarships and where this money goes and mm-hmm. the schools. And
yeah. So right now, the scholarships that we offer are limited to the Astoria School District boundaries, basically. And so what we would like to do is expand into Warrenton as well as Napa. And we're hoping that with the proceeds from this year's event, since it's grown significantly, mm-hmm. we can open up our borders and be able to, that sounds very strange to say, but our boundaries, maybe not our borders, but open up the area for which people can utilize those scholarship funds. Because right now it is sort of limited for reasons that we needed to be able to have those funds available.
And the scholarships go toward, like some examples would be?
Yeah, so most of them go towards, honestly, swim lessons, which is great. We are surrounded by water, so it's super important that your kids know how to swim or that you know how to swim. So I would say the vast majority go towards the pool and swimming, but then also people can use them for the ARC if they want to take classes or, you know, basketball season if your kid needs some scholarship monies for being on the basketball team, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So worthwhile, so mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, having kids, you know, be involved with something.
I believe like 1,000 individuals were utilized the scholarship program last year.
Yeah.
So you're making a significant difference
mm-hmm.
for these young people, which is vital, really. What has been the most fun for you, because you've been involved with this race now for some years? What is one of the most fun things that you've enjoyed about it, Jessica?
Party at the end.
Okay.
The last 2 years, I've actually been the person who hands everybody a beer at the end, and that is just one of my favorite jobs.
Well, yeah, because people, yeah, and you know, it's a happy thing. It's a joyful thing. We live in a time when there is so much stress on everyone, and we know that that in you get endorphins from being outside, from walking, from running, from you know, and being in a situation where you know people are happy, yeah. And and people are very happy at this event
and accomplishing something. Running a race is a
right.
big feat,
right?
And then having a beautiful view the entire time, too.
Exactly. I mean, the Astoria Riverfront is incredible. And so you're doing something good for your body, your mind, and your spirit, all connected. And you're doing something great for Astoria Parks and Recreation. So important. We have just a few minutes left, so I want us to talk about any other things that you might think that are important for folks to know. We do want to get some other volunteers, and
we
the
do.
Volunteers, again, have a lot of opportunities, and mm-hmm. Tracy mentioned that they can just go to the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which AstoriaParksFoundation.com.
Good. AstoriaParksFoundation.com. Okay. Jennifer, what else? Because you've been the race director for how long now?
This is my first year as the race director, but I've been working on it for 3 years.
Okay. Jen, you should tell us a little bit about where the race runs.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's
about
talk
the,
about where the
like
course
the course itself.
Yeah,
okay.
About the race course. We've said the river walk, but let's be more specific.
So I will also mention you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, Run on the River. So the course is, the half marathon course just is the entire river walk. You'll start at the 6th Street platform and go right to the furthest west point on the river walk, and then turn around and run all the way back. You're going to run through behind the museum, through Mill Pond, out onto the East Mooring Basin, into Violet LaPlante Park, then back out, all the way down to what we call Stinky Beach, and then into
a
little bit.
Can we rename that beach?
I know, it has an official name, it's just...
Right.
And then into the Alderbrook neighborhood just a little bit, and then turn around and run all the way back to the 6th Street platform. So that is the half marathon. It is a good run and so beautiful.
So a marathon is how many miles? See, I'm not a runner. Okay.
A marathon's 26.2.
26.2.
And so a half marathon is 13.1.
13.1. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's so helpful. It's
you know those stickers you see on people's cars?
Yes.
Only after I started participating in this run did I realize what those meant. I'm like, oh. They've run a marathon. 26.2.
Oh, God, the language, the codes. Thank
that's
you.
Right. Now you know.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
in
that.
The club now.
Okay, yes. All right. And sorry. And okay,
that's
so that's
okay.
The marathon.
And so then the 10K is, that's like 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just, it's all also, you're going to go right out of the 6th Street platform and kind of follow most of the route for the half marathon, but it'll turn around after they run through Mill Pond. And then run back to the 6th Street platform. And then the 5K is just running out to the furthest west point and running back to the 6th Street platform. And it all comes together right around noon.
And it all starts, you know, and it's light so early now that, you know, 8:30 is a great time to be out, you know. And so you want people showing up, though. People need to register. They can't just show up the day of the race. They really need to register.
For this race, in the past, we've had a registration the day of, but I don't think we're going to be open at that point. I think we're going to sell out.
You're becoming so successful. Mm-hmm. People want to participate and do this.
Yeah. So especially locals, if you want to participate, go ahead and get registered now. Use your $10 off zip code discount. And
this is the time.
Get in it, because I think a lot of the locals will show up that morning, and because you know they'll check the weather, we'll see what it's going to be,
and even if you register, just registering is helping.
Mm-hmm. It's a donation.
It's a donation, really. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I would say register for the race, and then whether you decide to walk it, whether you decide to just show up and cheer people on or whatever, mm-hmm. registering, you still get your T-shirt and your
your T-shirt, your medal. We give a medal to all
medal.
The finishers.
Wow.
It's a glass. Metal by Fernhill Glass.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Really? Oh,
and medals are
okay. I'm registering, but I'm not running. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
okay.
Not running. I'm going to register though.
Just come.
You could probably walk
your...
the 5K.
Uh-huh. That's right. I'll walk. I'll do the walking. Okay.
Hey, I also want to put one more plug in for Norma Hernandez,
mm-hmm. yes.
who volunteers every year as our announcer, and she is just that bubbly, jovial spirit that talks you through all your starts and finishes. So, if for nothing less, to come to the run just mm-hmm. to see her.
Perform. She's so entertaining.
She is.
That's fabulous.
We're super excited. She keeps showing up for us.
She heckles the runners when they come by. It's pretty awesome. And everybody, I mean, the feedback from, about Norma alone is
right.
the best.
And you know what's so great is that, you know what, rain or shine, we do this. We mm-hmm. come out in mm-hmm. support of our community, and, you know, we celebrate living in this spectacular place. Mm-hmm. And this is the perfect time. I mean, Sunday, May 20th, to be out on the Riverwalk, that's the place to be mm-hmm. on Sunday morning, May 20th.
Then you could just wander down to the Astoria Sunday Market afterwards.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. So any last thing for you, Jennifer, that you'd like to say?
No, just sign up and use the coupon or the zip code discount.
Okay, that's the call out to locals. Jessica, any last things you'd like the listening audience to
know? Come and join us. We're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then the kids, now do kids have to register for the kids race?
You don't have to register okay. for the kids okay. race.
But I know that there's like a prize for the top female and male finishes and all that, but do you have families that run together? I mean, mm-hmm. of all
we
different
do.
Ages?
Yeah, okay. We have a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there will be some families out there too. And, I mean, serious runners, fun runners, yeah. just all different kinds of runners.
Strollers,
yeah, you can
dogs.
Bring your stroller.
Strollers and, oh, yeah. dogs. That's mm-hmm. a good thing to yeah. know. Dogs yeah. are welcome.
They are welcome.
Okay, they'll... well-behaved dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
You're welcome. We right. just have the strollers and dogs yeah. start at the end of the line so that right. they don't get in the way of the,
right.
the runners.
Exactly.
But yeah, everybody that comes out has a really mm-hmm. good time.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Tracy, last things that you'd like to listen
to. I just want to thank you, Donna, for having mm-hmm. us on, as well as letting people know AstoriaParksFoundation.com is the place to go for all the things we've been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you are passionate about this, Tracy. And what has been the most rewarding thing for you over the years?
You know, it's been really fun to be on this board and just watch our purpose grow. So for a long time, we knew we wanted to kind of do something for the community, but we didn't really have a purpose. And then getting the purpose of gathering money for scholarships has really like launched us to a whole new sort of level. And we have all these great events we're doing now. And the board is really fabulous. I want to put a, you know, plug into Cassie and I, who's my co-chair, and Tammy Loughran, who does all of our treasury work. And it's just been a really fun group of people to watch and an organization that's growing.
Just a positive experience all
Super
the way
positive.
Around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
Exactly. So for all of you listening, please go to AstoriaParksFoundation.com today. Register for the Run on the River, which is happening Sunday, May 20th, whether you even go or not. But just register. You can still get all the goodies. But to support the Parks Foundation giving scholarships to these young people in need. It's a wonderful thing to do for everyone. And if you want to volunteer, you also, on that website, you will find out ways to volunteer for Sunday. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's, you want to be part of this because you will bring more health and more joy and more community into your life. So thanks, all three of you, for the great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
And I'm definitely registering today. Got to get in before you close off the registration. thank you so much, Joanne Rideout. She has been the engineer this morning. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. Sometimes we forget to breathe, or we breathe in a very shallow way. So take that deep breath. Just relaxes everything. And then, with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but with gratitude, think of the things that are going well. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. And for doing the best you can. Everyone really is until they know better. And for being here now, in the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.